Hi, I'm John Paul, and thank you for coming to my channel. Videos of all of the audios that are on this podcast are on my YouTube channel, which is at John Paul Davis TTP. So do take a look at that. There's also a couple of additional videos which haven't made it on as audios to this podcast as well, which you might find helpful or interesting. If you do like the YouTube channel, please do subscribe. That would be amazing. Also, in terms of this podcast, it'd be great if you could follow it, and you'll, of course, then be notified of any future episodes. Also, if you do like the podcast, if you could give it a rating or review, I'd be really grateful. That would be wonderful. And finally, just to say, if there's anything you want to discuss following this podcast, or anything you hear on any of the other podcasts as well, then please do, of course, get in contact with me via my website, www.thistrustedplace.co.uk. There should be a link to that on this podcast page. Thanks again for coming to the channel, and I really hope you enjoy the episode. Hi, I'm John Paul, and a really warm welcome back to my YouTube channel. Just wanted to do a little video today on connection and love. The reason for that is that I contributed recently to a UK CP blog about connection and the importance of it for our mental, emotional and physical well-being. And if you've watched my other videos, you'll probably know that there's a continuing theme throughout it about the importance of paying attention to that part of ourselves, connection with ourselves, connection with others, making sure that we're putting consciously our attention into how to connect with ourselves, thoughts, feelings, body behaviour, and also others. The thing is, there are two things I wanted to say about it. Firstly is the importance of also making sure that we're taking care of our safety need, firstly. And then also I wanted to say something in this video just about love languages. Love is probably the most common connection word that we would use. And I can see love languages and the idea of that around a lot in the media at the moment. I've been asked to contribute recently to an article on love languages. And what I've noticed is that people are starting to use love languages in a way that's saying, well, this is the only language that I speak in relation to love, so to speak, and that's that. And I've just wanted to say something around that in this video as well. So just talking about connection and safety, there can be a belief when we're talking about those connection qualities and encouraging them in our lives and paying attention to them, leaning into them, growing them. If you're looking at empathy, compassion, kindness, forgiveness, acceptance, that those things are potentially need to happen at the expense of our safety. And what I wanted to say was, of course, as you probably know from what I've talked about in other videos, that connection and encouraging that and spending time in it and really looking at opportunities to be in connection with ourselves and be in connection with others is incredibly important in life and a really key part of maintaining our physical and emotional well-being. The thing that I wanted to say though is that I don't believe that that should be at the expense of empathy for ourselves and therefore remaining in connection with somebody else where there is a repeated pattern of whether that's abuse or a lack of love, not even necessarily things that are happening to us, but a deficit of something. So remaining in connection with others where we're not getting the love that we deserve, the respect, the value that we deserve. I don't believe we should be trying to connect consistently at our expense, therefore, because that wouldn't be taking care of our safety need, which is to take care of our psychological safety as well as our physical safety. So I wanted to say, therefore, I don't think it should be connection and love at all costs, and certainly not at our expense. If we're in connection with ourselves in any situation, when we're in relationship with another person, we will be making sure that that relationship is good for us, is helping us to feel good. That's not going to be the case all the time with all relationships, but more often than not is helping us to feel good. And I would never be suggesting that we would maintain connections, relationships with others, as I say, if that's at our own expense. We have to take care of that safety need too. Often for human beings, that is the first need that we'll be taking care of. And it's only when we've met our safety need and psychological safety with another person that we can actually move to connection. And if we're struggling to move to connection with another person, if we're struggling to trust them and be vulnerable, it may absolutely be because that safety need is not being taken care of in the relationship because of something that they're doing, not doing. It may also be something we're doing or not doing. as I say, I think it's important not to lose sight of that basic safety need, because that does expose us potentially to difficulties, even abuse from another person. The second thing that I wanted to talk about, as I say, is love languages here. I've, as I say, been asked to contribute to an article about it. What seems to be happening with love languages, I don't know if you've heard of them, but they are, it's an idea that was in a book. I can't remember the name of the author, but what he suggests is that there are five different love languages. I'm going to try and remember them now, but that we communicate or receive love, understand love, human beings, in different ways, depending on who we are. And the five different types, I think he identifies are sort of words of affirmation. So some people will receive, communicate love by saying it, telling people they love them and why they love them. Other people by spending quality time with people that they love. So if they want to, they want to receive, communicate love, they do that by spending time with the person that they love. Other people, acts of service. So they'll do nice things for people, do thoughtful things, fix something, for example. And then there is gifts, gift giving. Some people will show love by giving gifts. Some people like to receive love by receiving gifts. And then physical affection. So some people will connect and show love with physical affection, receiving, giving. And I think you can certainly say that that's true. I can see people who communicate love, like to receive love in these various different ways. And anything that helps us to understand how we want to receive love and give love, I think, is a very helpful tool in life. As I say, generally, keeping in that place of connection, keeping in that place of love, keeping our focus on it, how we're going to do it, how we will connect more whilst taking care of safety, as I was saying earlier, is a really key part of maintaining, improving our emotional and physical well-being. What's happening with these languages, though, is I think that there can be a tendency to say, this is the language that I speak, this is the language that I want from you, and this is the language that I'm going to give to you. So if my language is acts of service, doing nice things, you need to accept the fact that that is how I show love, and I will not be doing these other things because that is how I communicate it. I think the difficulty can be in that situation, though, is that it's becoming something that's limiting people as far as how they communicate love. Margaret Atwood says something about that the Eskimos have 52 different words for snow because it's so important to them. And she then goes on to say something to the effect of, we should have something similar for love, because love, connection, are so important to us, so important to human beings. If I was to ask most people if they only had a month to live or a year to live, what they would do and how they would spend their time, the majority of people would say that they would want to spend it around people that they love. Something I put in the book, Finding a Balanced Connection, is that people, when they're dying, will often preoccupy not about money or possessions, or they will preoccupy about connection qualities. So they will want to tell people they love them. They will want to ask for forgiveness, give forgiveness, and say thank you. So express gratitude. These all being very connecting qualities. So we would probably all say that love, connection, both connection with ourselves, connection with others, would be very important, one of the most important things from a values point of view in our lives. And if that is the case, I don't think we should necessarily be limiting ourselves to speaking a particular language. This isn't a matter of putting demands onto people or saying you need to try harder. But I think if connection is important to us, and my personal view is that from, emotional well-being point of view, it ought to be, then we can try to speak all five of those languages. Yes, there'll be a natural preference. It may be that we have a preference based on what we saw growing up, that one parent did acts of service and that was the way they communicated it. And it's important not to miss those things. Acts of service, for example, I know I keep saying that, but it can be one that, for example, I might miss when I'm in relationship with another person. I can really see the value, and I can really see that some people will communicate their care and attention for another person by doing things for them, by doing nice things, by being thoughtful. The thing that I would be saying, though, is that I don't think that that should necessarily be at the exclusion of spending quality time with someone, for example, or affirming the importance of another person to us in language. we as human beings are amazing in our capacity to do things, to make changes. So what I'd be saying here is that let's try and pay attention to all of those five different love languages. Maybe throughout life we can try and speak a few more, because some love languages, although they're all equal, I do think some are probably a bit more equal than others. If you look at quality time, for example, if you look at affirming the importance of other people to us in language, those two do tend to hit home more than some others. They are less difficult to miss than some others. Everybody, really, if they love someone, will enjoy spending quality time with them more often than not. Everybody likes to hear, likes to be seen and heard, likes to hear how much they are of value to the other person, how much somebody else loves them generally. So as I say, let's not limit ourselves to a particular love language. What these five different love languages can be doing is showing us that there are lots of different ways to express it. And this isn't a matter of condemning ourselves for not being able to speak those languages. It's just that if we're going to put our attention to anything in life, why not try to speak a few other languages as far as love? And that's not just in romantic relationships, that's also in friendships and also perhaps family relationships too. So that's all I wanted to say. I would love to hear what you have to say, as ever, about, for example, the safety need and taking care of that in relation to connection and relationship between those two. And of course, love languages, perhaps what you speak, you know, how you found them, whether you think it's an interesting idea or not, and any comments that you have specifically about what I've just said about them. So do comment below. As ever, if you want to speak to me directly, then of course drop me an email at jpdttp@gmail.com. If you find this helpful, this video, then please do like it. Please do subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. And I shall see you again soon. Thank you.